Sagt der Mishnah Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Parshas Kiseitze, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasig Aleph. Loi Sire as Shara Chicha, Ayaseya Nidachim Veselam Tamehem. Rather, Hashev Teshivim La Achicha. Ve'im Loi Kare Vechicha Elecha, Ve'la Yudate, I don't know who to give it back to. So, Vasafte El Tech Besecha, take it into your house, Vaya Imcha, and should be with you at Droish Achicha Isai, till you check out the person that he's saying the truth, you ask him for some on him, and then Vashivai Silai return it to him. And one more pasuk. Vechein tase lachamoirai, do that for his donkey. Vechein tase lesimlasai, do that for his clothes. Vechein tase lachal aveda sechicha shetoivad mimenu umetzasla. And the Torah repeats loy suchal lehisale. So the Torah tells us chamar, the Torah tells us simla, and then the Torah says everything. Kal aveda sechicha. Zakta Mishnah, once again, Perik Beis Mishnah Hei, Af HaSimla, Haisa B'chlal Kalela. I mean, why does the Torah have to specify Simla? You're saying anything you find. Lama Yitzasa, why mention the Simla as a separate item? And for the Mishnah, Lahakish Eileha, so that we compare the Klal of Kala Veda Sechicha, Eileha, to the word Simla, Loi Malach, to teach you, Ma simla miyuchet. It's just like the simla stands out. In what way is it unique? In what way does it stand out? Sheyesh ba simanim. Most articles of clothing, you can identify it. It has a specific simon. Viyesh la toivim. It's always owned by someone. It doesn't come from hefker. An animal could be born in the wild. A simla, someone made it. Someone owned it. Af, the same is true in regard to other metziyos. We're talking about kol davar sheyesh bo simanim. Anything that has a simon that could be identified. V'yesh lo toivim. And there are people that want it. It's not hefker. In other words, I know that this has an owner. Therefore, chayiv, the one who finds it, is obligated lahachris to announce. Aveda mitzasi. Mashenkinim, it's something that has no simon. Or, I heard that the Baalim gave up hope, so it has no ownership. You don't have to announce it. And the one who finds it could take it and hold on to it. So we learned in this Mishnah, the Torah specifies Simla, even though L'chayra should be included in what the Pasuk says at the end, Kol Aveda Sechicha, to teach us what's called an Aveda that you have to call out, that you have to announce. Something that has a simen and something that has an owner.